Our reporters were all novices. We recruited a bunch of people for the show who'd never done it before. They had zero profile with the public. And by our 14th episode, we're the ABC's 10th highest rating show. And with the 18 to 39-year-old audience, we were their second highest rating show. And I'll expand on that a bit further. But first of all, a bit of explanation about what Hungry Beast is. Hungry Beast is hybrid current affairs that mixes serious stories with irreverent takes on serious stories, with comedy sketches that might be on topical stories or just might be on a bit of fun, and with other stories that are just weird or somewhere in between. But there's quite a lot of serious stories in that mix. So it was a real experiment for the ABC to take on, and for the production company that I work for, which was Zapruder's Other Films, which is co-produced it with the ABC and produced it for the ABC. And within the Hungry Beast format, you might see an irreverent opinion piece followed by a very serious current affairs story, followed by a topical sketch comedy, followed by a serious graphics information package, followed by a parody of tabloid journalism, followed by a report on some usual aspect of contemporary culture, followed by a vox pop on some personal issue of everyday life. And all of that was mixed into the one thing. And Hungry Beast is a weekly half-hour television program. It's daily content updated for the web. It's original content on our website. And it's also podcasts. It's also our social media channels using Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of that, and mobile distribution by third-party carriers in Australia as well. And I say Hungry Beast isn't on air at the moment. We had two 10-week seasons. We're waiting to see if the ABC is going to find enough money to commission a third. And we'll, to give you a taste of it, if we could play the first video, here's an excerpt of a distinctly Hungry Beast segment called The Beast Fire.
Meet the Catholic Church, owners of a global child sex abuse scandal. In the past 50 years, around 30,000 people in 25 countries have reported abuse by Catholic priests. Church officials stand accused of failing to report cases to secular authorities. In a recent letter of apology to